Elvie, the fairy, stared in horror. The thin golden rod with the glittering star on the top lay in two pieces on the floor. "Oh my goodness," gasped Elvie. "My wand." Now a wand is the most important thing a fairy owns. Without it, she can carry out no magic and cast no spells, because it is the wand that she taps on the person or the thing that makes the magic and spells work. And Elvie's wand lay broken on the floor. Carefully, she picked up the top piece and examined it. "Perhaps it still works," she whispered to herself. Opening her fairy iPad that contained all her spells, she found a very simple one. Tapping the wand on her table, she chanted the magic spell. "On this table, I shall see a nice hot steaming cup of tea." As she tapped the table, there was the usual flash of light and puff of smoke as the magic worked. Elvie was so relieved, but as the smoke cleared, her relief turned to shock. Instead of a nice cup of tea on the table, there was a great big man. Elvie stared, quite shocked, and from the expression on his face, the man was shocked as well. "Where am I?" cried the man. "I was in a cafe having a cup of tea when everything went black and suddenly I arrived here." Elvie looked at her broken wand and thought quickly. It obviously wasn't working properly. "What's your name?" she asked the man. "Mr. Lee," he replied, still looking very surprised. Elvie smacked her forehead with her hand in annoyance. "Mr. Lee, cup of tea. They rhyme," she gasped. Her broken wand had mixed the spell up. In sending a cup of tea, it had sent a Mr. Lee. Giving Mr. Lee his bus fare back to the cafe, Elvie carefully picked up the bottom half of her wand and, after trying several times, managed to sellotape the two halves together. "Now it will work," she laughed, and opened her fairy iPad again to find another spell. This time a very, very simple one that could not cause any trouble. Waving her wand in the air, she chanted out a second spell in the book. "Now, my wand, with your power, bring to me a lovely flower," billowed around her, and with another huge crash, the wall of the house fell over. There was an incredibly heavy thump, the ground shook, and everything went dark. Slowly, the thick dust cleared. Brushing herself down and coughing like a cough drop, Elvie peered across the room. Her fairy hair stood on end and her mouth dropped open so wide her chin bounced on the floor. There, in her front room, with its walls disappearing through her ceiling, stood a huge tower. The broken wand had messed up again. It had changed flower to tower. "It can't stay here," cried Elvie. "I cannot live with a big tower in my living room." It took a lot of searching to find the next spell Elvie wanted, but almost at the end of her spell list, the answer to her problem flashed on the screen. Carefully waving her hands in the correct way so there could be no more mistakes, Elvie chanted out her spell. "This tower is a lot of trouble. Please get rid of it at the double." When you ask someone to do something at the double, it means you want them to do it very fast, and Elvie wanted the tower out very fast. Crash, bang, bang, wallop! As before, the dust billowed in, and the ground shook, and the dust clears, and Elvie's mouth dropped open even wider than before, and her chin bounced twice on the carpet. There's something I have not told you about the word double. And I don't think Elvie knows this either. The word double not only means fast, it also means two. Yes, you've guessed. When the dust cleared, Elvie now had two towers. "Oh no," she groaned. "I can't go on like this. My wand is ruining everything. When fairies have problems, and it does not happen very often because they have so much magic, there is only one person who can help, the local wizard. Holding a piece of the broken wand in each hand, the wizard shook his wise old head and sighed. Goblins were okay, gnomes were a bit lazy, and even witches usually behave themselves. But fairies, wrong spells, spilt magic dust, dancing all night, and waking neighbours he was used to. But now they were breaking their wands. "I sat on it," explained Elvie. "You sat on it," repeated the wizard. "You're a silly fairy," he snapped. "And you're even sillier thinking I can repair it." Elvie looked at the wizard in surprise. Wizards could do anything. "Look in your fairy instruction book and you will find the only person who can repair a broken wand is the fairy herself." Elvie looked at the wizard wide-eyed. She had never bothered to read the fairy wand instruction book. That night, in bed, with a steaming cup of fairy hot chocolate, she read slowly and carefully through the fairy instruction book. There were instructions on how to clean it. She'd never cleaned it. There were instructions on how to wave it. She waved it any old how. She counted the number of correct waves that were necessary for the spell she was casting. And there were instructions on where to keep it when she was not using it. Underlined in red was a notice, "Never leave your wand on a chair. You might sit on it." That's exactly what she had done. On the last page, right at the bottom, underneath the instructions on how to find a wand when it's lost, was what she was looking for. How to mend a wand when you have sat on it. First, it said, she had to go back to the wizard for him to smack her bottom for being such a naughty fairy by not being careful and not looking after what she sat on. And then there was a spell she had to cast. Because she could not use the wand, she had to wave the magic pattern with her hands. But first, she had to make sure her hands were very clean. "I'm not going to get my bottom smacked by the wizard," she cried, "and I can't be bothered to wash my hands. Now, my wand, you must fly to the mender in the sky." With a puff of smoke and a little flash of light, the wand disappeared. Relieved its spell was at last working, Elvie waited the 5 minutes, as it said in the instructions, before chanting the last part of the spell. "When you're mended, as before, just tap, tap on my door." Elvie listened, but there was no tap on the door. She waited all day, sitting on her chair behind the door in case she missed her wand tapping. Sadly, that night, she climbed the stairs. Her wand had not come back. Perhaps it could not be repaired. Perhaps it had got lost in the fairy post. Perhaps. All she knew was she could not go on being a fairy without a wand. Spells and magic could not work without one. Tears trickled down her face as late into the night she sobbed herself to sleep. Her fairy iPhone woke her up. It was a message from the wizard. She had to go and see him immediately. "Show me your hands," he yelled the moment she entered his cave. Elvie pushed two very grubby hands forward. "Disgusting!" The wizard slapped his stick on the head of a frog he was casting a spell on, making its eyes squint. "The wand member," the wizard bonked the frog again, making it burp, "tells me you have not been here for a naughty smack." Elvie closed her eyes and shook her head. She had been two times naughty. Now that was very serious. "Bend over," ordered the wizard, waving his stick in the air. Elvie gripped the side of the table and waited. With a swish, the wizard brought his stick down on Elvie's bottom. The smack cracked and the dust rose from her fairy pants. One for not coming for the smack. The wizard raised his stick again. There was another swish and smack. The stick raised more dust from Elvie's bottom. Two for not washing your hands. It was not finished. The wizard wound himself up for the third time. Three! A smack for not being careful where you sit. The last smack was the biggest and brought tears to the wizard's eyes with the effort. Elvie walked slowly home. By not doing as she'd been told, she had three smacks instead of one. She had been very, very naughty. In future, she would be careful where she sat, she should wash her hands, and she would always do as she was told. She was in her fairy kitchen, drinking a cup of butterfly tea, when she heard tapping on the door. Yes! Bubbling with delight, she yanked the door open, and there, leaning against the doorpost, was her wand. In one piece. Whoopee! Gently picking it up, she put it straight away into its case for safety. Oops! I nearly forgot. Waving her arms in the air, she looked up to the ceiling. Now it's over and all is well. I am undoing my last spell. There was a loud ping, and Elvie's bottom bounced twice. Fairies are not stupid. They know when they're going to get their bottom smacked, so they do something very, very clever. They cast a spell, so if they can't feel anything, when the stick hits their bottom.